This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Get on the ground!
Police in the southern U.S. city of Memphis released a video Friday evening showing five police officers beating to death Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, following a traffic stop. The graphic video shows the officers brutally beating Nichols for 3 minutes. Two officers can be seen holding Nichols down while the others kick and punch him. At least one officer uses a baton. On Thursday, the officers were charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. They were dismissed from the police department last Saturday following their confrontation with Nichols during a traffic stop. That traffic stop took place on January 7th. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. Speaking at the White House Friday, President Joe Biden said he was very concerned about the possibility of violence after the video's release. He said he spoke with Nichols' mother earlier in the day and said he would urge Congress to pass legislation to counteract police violence. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has called on Congress to approve a proposal to move elections forward to late into this year, a marked concession for the leader, who has been facing daily protests that have left almost 60 people dead. Boluarte had already expressed support for a proposal to hold national elections in April 2024 rather than the previously scheduled 2026. But recently, support seems to be growing among lawmakers to move them forward even earlier, to December of 2023. Boluarte said Friday that moving elections forward could help the country get out of what she called a quagmire. More on this story and all the stories we're covering